Awareness is an exciting adventure in every one of our lives. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Awareness. How many of us have searched after awareness, have looked for awareness in all areas of our life, and had a very great time looking for it because it seems to elude us. What does awareness mean? Awareness means that we are in tune with the divine that we are within. Now, we're aware of the daily activities that go on around us all the time. We're aware of the weather. We're aware of the sky and the clouds and the storms that go by. We're aware of the traffic on the street. We're aware of the children that play out in the yard. We're aware of all the things that go on in our life. And as we are aware of these things, they take our attention and they demand our attention, and we give them our attention. And while we give them our attention, we are turning our attention away from probably the most important thing that we could ever experience in our life, and that is our inner self. All of us have sought after the miracles of life. That's why we're listening to this program in the first place. We're interested in who we really are and how we can be who we really are. And what is it that we are? What is it that we really are? Well, when we sit quietly enjoying our own company, we have a taste of the awareness of who we are. When we quietly think beautiful thoughts, we have an understanding of who we are, more of a deeper awareness, but it's not a tangible thing. It's not something you can touch. Not something you can reach out to and hold on to and say, this is who I am. And because it is something that we cannot touch, because it's something that is intangible to us, we begin to ignore it. We turn our attention away from the illusion, which is our inner thought, we think, to the outer experiences that are quite real, that are noisy and demanding our attention, and we think, there's what reality is. That's what life is all about, all those noises that are going on around me. And yet, if we were to go into our inner dictionary, our inner reality, and say, hey, what are these outer noises? Hey, you inside me here, you that divine self, you that whatever it is that you are, what are all these noises that are going on around me? Why have I created all of this traffic and all of this activity going on around me that takes my attention and keeps me from being peaceful? And then you listen. Now that's the big point. We haven't really learned how to listen. And we listen, and as we listen, a sense of awareness, a voice, whatever we want to call it, awakens within us and it says, hey, you have created these distractions, your mind has created these distractions, so that you will not spend time listening within. Oh, come on, now that's silly. Why would I create a distraction outwardly so I wouldn't listen within? Because when you listen within, you hear all the magic which makes up the reality of life. And the illusions of the outer that you have created to distract yourself fade away. And the illusions that you have created, these things you have created to distract yourself, these things you have created to appear to be quite real, don't want that to happen. That's true. They don't want that to happen. You know, we have our computers, and on our computers, we have the computer asking us questions. It says, do you want to shut off? Do you want to turn on? Do you want to keep your internet connection made? Or do you want to break it? What do you want to do? Now, where do all these questions come from? Well, these questions were put into our computer system, our computer program, because we thought that would be a good idea in the beginning. But after a while, it becomes bothersome. And we say, oh, yes, I guess shut it off. Oh, yes, I guess do this. No, I'll leave it run. It's okay. Everything's all right. Just let it run. And pretty soon, we don't even give it any attention. And our computer is running in the background, and all sorts of things are jumping into our computer, as it's called, spam that jumps in there and begins to want to take over control of our computer, and we're not even aware of it. It's in that background. That's like our mind. Once our mind has established, I hate to say mind, because the mind is a universal mind. The brain is the device that we have in our human body that uses the information of the mind. Okay. Now, the brain does not like to have itself be shut off. It likes to always be on. They say of your heart that it's beating, 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 and that your heart is beating so much that throughout your entire lifetime, your heart is just beating a tremendous amount of times. And that if you could think about that, you'd be quite amazed at how much your heart beats. And it's a very wonderful thing. But what can you do about that? What can you do about that? Well, when we have these things that are confronting us, when we have these things that take our life and turn it around and make us think things that we don't want to think about, then we really have a problem. And so what we do is we decide to take charge. Yeah, we do. We decide to take charge with our awareness. We become aware that our thoughts are things. We become aware that we can speak our word and put into motion for ourselves whatever condition we want. So I say, I am aware of who I am, and I am divine. I am aware of who I am, and I'm good, and I'm wonderful, and I'm lots of fun. I'm aware of who I am. And as I say this about myself, as I say I'm aware of who I am, wonderful things happen to me. Great miracles take place in my life, and I feel so fantastic. And I don't feel fantastic because that it's something new, but because I'm aware of it now for the first time. It's an illumination that sparkles me into the thought that, hey, I'm in charge here. I'm in charge of this life. I'm in charge of this world, and it's a good world. And you see, when I begin to say things like that, my brain objects. And it says, hey, I'm in charge here. I tell what goes on. And we say, just a minute, Mr. Brain. I created you as a workhorse for me. I created you as a machine for me, not me for you. Now, I am going to tell you what I want to be. And I want to be aware of all times of just how wonderful I am and just what a great being I am. And as I do this, then I see magic taking place in my life. I see that I am taking charge, I am wonderful, and life is just so fantastic. Today, each one of us can take charge. Each one of us can assume the awareness of who and what we really are, and have a life filled with the awareness of magic and peace and love. Not the noise of everyday life. That goes by, and we ignore that. But the inner peace, the inner awareness that I am master of all that is, and I am master right now. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.